This is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Islamic State terrorist group said Tuesday, without providing evidence, that it was responsible for a series of attacks in Sri Lanka that killed 321 people and injured hundreds on Easter Sunday. Also Tuesday, Sri Lanka's Minister of Defense told Parliament that the attacks were carried out in retaliation for attacks at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, last month. A police spokesman said Tuesday 40 people have been arrested in connection with the massacre. Oil prices reached a six-month high Tuesday after the Trump administration announced it would no longer exempt countries from American sanctions if they continue to buy Iranian crude oil, a decision aimed at imposing a complete oil embargo on Iran. China is again criticizing that decision. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Yesterday, Washington ratcheted up pressure on Tehran, saying it will no longer exempt any countries from U.S. sanctions if they continue to buy Iranian oil. But China says the U.S. is operating outside its jurisdiction in imposing the sanctions unilaterally, adding that the move will only intensify turmoil in the Middle East as well as international energy markets. China's foreign ministry says normal interactions between Iran and other countries are reasonable and lawful and deserving of respect and protection. China was a strong supporter of the Iran nuclear deal, scrapped by President Trump. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Waivers granted to eight countries, including the big Iranian crude importers, China, India, Japan, Turkey, and South Korea, are due to expire on May 2nd. Just over a month after a cyclone rocked and devastated part of southeastern Africa, another storm is brewing. A new tropical cyclone forming in the Indian Ocean appears set to strike the Comoros Islands, Mozambique, and Tanzania this week. It's less than 200 kilometers north of Madagascar now. This is VOA News.